Blog Talk Radio.
And our hearts will rise.
Good evening. This show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth
has a mission to do. All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart, and you'll never lose. Awaken my soul, come into the light. Awaken my spirit, like a candle shine bright. Awaken my
Welcome to our pre-Christmas version of the Healing Fountain radio show. And today we have Marika, all the way from Holland. Are you there, Marika?
Yes, hello and welcome everyone. Very nice to see you. Hi, Sean. How are you?
All right, thanks. And have we got Gary here?
Yes, Gary is here. Hello, everyone. And
hi,
welcome,
Gary.
Another edition of the Healing Fountain. Here we are.
Hi, Gary.
Happy holidays to everyone. Yeah. Happy solstice.
Yes.
Happy
Speaking
solstice.
Of the solstice, December 21st is a very important lunar eclipse. In fact, it's a triple whammy of the winter solstice, the full moon, and the lunar eclipse of 2010. We have the magical energies of the approaching planetary alignments, coupled with the divine promise of Sanat Kumara and Lord Maitreya, given to light servers that our efforts will be rewarded as we each embrace fully our I Am presence and divine cosmic blueprint, knowing that planetary ascension is now assured. But the planet is also now aligned with the galactic center of the Milky Way, creating a long-awaited moment in time to ask for and expect miracles. So if you ever wished on the moon, this is the one to wish on. And I'll be out there at the lunar eclipse, putting my wishes in there. Will you, Marika?
Yes. Well, I saw that we cannot see it really here. Just the quarter of the moon.
Oh.
I know
we have a full moon today.
Yes.
We have a full moon.
Yes.
Apparently, will be the best. Yeah, it'll be best visible over North America, unfortunately.
Yes.
I don't know. I'm not sure how well you'll be able to see it over in Europe. You can see it from what I've heard, but not until on toward morning, apparently.
Yes.
Right,
oh, no. Something like 3:15 in the morning here.
Yes.
Oh, no. It's already night, evening, late in the evening over here. So I saw the real bright full moon, really beautiful. And
yes,
I haven't slept, I think, a couple of hours the last night of the energy of the moon. My whole family couldn't sleep. So it's really, really powerful. It's
So you've got some information about the red and blue, the red moon and the blue sun, don't you, Gary?
Yes, the Lakota teachings, the Lakota talk about the red and blue days, and when the moon is in an eclipse like this, it turns red, and there's kind of a symbolic meaning behind that, and it's very symbolic and very spiritual, but they talk about the red and blue days, and they talk about them. They're always praying for the red and blue days. And it's more than a wish for good weather or anything like that. But the Lakota believe that these are the days at the end of the world, when the moon turns red and the sun turns blue. But since everything in the macrocosm has its counterpart in the microcosm, there may also be an end of the world for individuals, for all of us here and now, when we receive illumination or wisdom from Wakantanka, all that is, the universe, whatever you want to call it, so that our ego or our ignorance dies, and then we can live continually in the spirit. So that's what that symbolism is behind the red and blue days, when they pray for the red and blue days. And when the moon turns red, that's kind of a reinforcement to that, according to Lakota folklore. We're always praying for the red and blue days, or the end of our world, or the end of our ignorance. And, you know, endings being always beginnings, it's the end of our ignorance and the beginning of our enlightenment. So that's what the red and blue days are all about.
That sounds interesting. And Violet Light in the chat room is typing in, red and blue make violet. Yes,
red and blue make violet. That's right.
Oh, and we've got a fantastic guest today. We've got Decahedron, and he's going to be talking about the fifth dimension, and he chooses the theme manifesting transformation. So he's going to tell us how to do that. And being that it's our pre-Christmas show, very appropriately, he's going to be playing his harp, because we always associate harps with angels at Christmas, don't we, as well? So I'm really looking forward to that. He's absolutely gorgeous on the harp. So is he there to say hello now?
Yeah, I'm here.
Are you there, Deck?
Hello.
There he is.
Hello, lovely people.
How are you?
Hello, Deck. Welcome.
I'm wonderful.
Welcome back, Deck.
Thank you. Lovely to be there.
And you're going to be playing your harp shortly, are you, Deck?
Yes. Barefoot, no less. So I'm a barefoot artist. You've got these seven little pedals down the bottom to jump up and down on all the time. So I play in bare feet so I can feel them.
Just ask everyone to get their candles ready. I know. Just get your candles ready to light when we do the ceremony. Just a couple of minutes. Make sure you've got water to drink to release toxins, and to put your candle out if it falls over. And we'll ask Jack to get ready with his harp now.
Okay. I've got my candle ready and I've got my blinkers on.
Oh, I've always got my blinkers on. So here we go. We're going to introduce Decahedron. Wow, that's brilliant.
Really beautiful.
Oh.
Beautiful.
Give a big applause for that. Fabulous. Thank you, Dick.
Yes.
And we'll be hearing
Thank
a bit
Jack.
More of Dick later on, won't we? He'll be playing it a bit more later. And did you have anything to say, Marika, about the eclipse or anything?
Well, I have a beautiful video about the eclipse.
Brilliant.
Lovely.
Oh, and you've already put the link in.
Yes, I put a link.
Marika always has
it's a
video.
It's a solstice initiation, and it reminds me of the summer solstice, this winter solstice, where we were with lots of listeners in Avery. And that told me now is the time to balance these energies. So it's really good to do it on radio right now with you all. So I'm looking forward to see the video together. If you click on the link, then you see a YouTube video. And if you mute the sound and pause the player, then a little bit later on we are going to see it together. And give me a heart, please, in the chat room, so that we
will
can see that you're ready.
There's my heart. So everyone, click the link and pause the player and mute the sound. And when you've done that, send up a heart. And Billy would like to ask Beck if he could record his music and put it on a disc. I would like to. I would like that as well.
A long-term plan. It will happen someday.
Ah. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to that.
Mm.
I would love to record you.
That'd be great. It's a bit of a long way away at the moment. But that'd be great. Okay, should I...
You can speak, Dick.
Great, thank you. The experience of reality is the shadow thrown by the one light passing through the web of attachments of the psyche. The first thing I want to say to you tonight is that you are the only one responsible for healing yourself. If there is any benefit or wisdom for you here tonight, it is because there is some part of you that already knows this and has projected that gnosis outside of yourself in order to experience it, to reflect it back to you. I am but a projection of your own true nature. The experience of reality is the shadow thrown by the one light passing through the web of attachments of the psyche. This is a wonderful evening to be doing the show. Exactly half a year ago, some of us stood together in Avery Stone Circle, England, and watched the sunrise over the summer solstice. Tonight is the balance, the perfect balance for that energy. Tomorrow is a lunar eclipse and also the winter solstice, true winter. The last time this happened was 3,500 years ago. So it's a pretty rare event. And I'm just putting a link in the chat room there, which shows the eclipse occurs when the moon is right on the tip of Orion's sword, and then it starts later tonight. If the calendars had not been messed up, both Christmas Day and New Year's Day would be tomorrow. This is the last night of increasing darkness before light begins to return. The stars appear to pause in their descent for 3 days before rising again. Tonight is the night you choose the energies for the coming year. Tonight is the night of transformation. It is the pause of midwinter, but is a neutral point, neither this nor that. The point of choice and stillness. Manifesting intentions tonight will create an energy which will be slingshot around the turning point of midwinter, bursting forth and multiplying throughout the whole of the new year. The quickest way to manifest transformation is to stand in the still center. There is only one thing that is absolutely still in all senses, pristine, adamantine, eternal, and that is the One. The unchanging hub of all change. All change comes from the unchanging One. To resonate with the energy of understanding that makes One the source of all is to manifest that same energy in the self. The quintessence of One is that understanding. We are light. We are love. We are One. Healing takes many forms. We can heal the physical body. We can heal our vitality, our chi. We can heal our mind, our thoughts. We can heal our emotions. We can heal our spirit. We can heal our past. We can heal our actions. We can heal our abundance. We can heal our relationships. These may all seem like different types of healing, but they all have one thing in common: transformation. The inner nature of transformation is always the same. The difference in effect is just the difference in the subject and direction of the transformation. By being the source of transformation, we ourselves become a transformer. By going to the one root common to all healing, transformation, we can be a healer of all aspects of our lives, and in so doing, transform ourselves to a higher state or dimension of being. These mandalas, together, what we're going to look at tonight, are the most powerful source of transformation. A mandala is a pattern of encrypted information. Some may call this sacred geometry. I just call it logical geometry, for it is the condensation of a unique and essential logical foundation that is the root of all, but is common to every part of reality. That is the true, irreducible nature of the One. In a mandala, information is expressed as a pattern of light. By contemplating this pattern, the information is transmitted directly to our essence, bypassing the somewhat sometimes distorted terrain of the thoughts and emotions. All that changes and transforms always has some component that stays the same. Everything that stays the same always has some part that changes. This is the nature of reality, stasis and change together. By tuning with the mandalas of the One Key, we can become a point of stillness. And from this point of stillness, we manifest change and transformation. The mandalas are in creative and receptive pairs. They are but two sides of the same thing, front and back. From a limited viewpoint, we see the energy of creation and ask, where did this energy come from? From a limited viewpoint, we see the energy disappearing into entropy and ask, where the energy went to? From an enlightened viewpoint, with respect to the mandalas, we see the energy disappearing into receptivity and appearing on the other side as creativity. The energy is just passing through. It comes from nowhere. It goes to nowhere. No beginning, no end. It is like an endless circle. Creativity and receptivity are but seeing the same flow of energy in different directions. When we imagine ourselves between these mandalas, we become the single point of transformation that makes the difference between energy coming into the receptive side and leaving the creative side, for we are both the creator and the receiver. We become the One in all its power and glory. Once we have attuned to the energies of the mandalas, we can simply feel that energy flowing through us and recognize that when the energy flows clear and true, that is the energy of love. This can be related to Ho'oponopono, or tonight I suppose I should say Ho'oponopono, where you become responsible for and the source of change of all you experience. As we clarify ourselves, the flow of energy passing through us is clarified, and that clarity raises the frequency of the whole planet. We will be looking at the mandalas as the progenitor of light and the recipient of darkness later in the meditation, so it will be a good idea to have them ready on your screen or printed out. The index box on the left of the page of the One True Fat Society has linked pages to the individual mandalas under the key. Also, a blank white surface or a piece of paper will be useful later. No pens or pencils required. That's me done for the minute. Thank you, folks.
Thank you, Dekisa. That's so very interesting, what you all said.
It really was.
And you created such a beautiful page.
Yes, it's fantastic. Can you put the link in again at the end of the show, please, Dek, and then we can check it out then, because we're really busy at the minute.
So, here it is.
There's a countdown, aren't we, for the video now?
Yes. Yes. Okay.
Okay, you do that then.
Here we go. Yes, I was posting the link for the page of Dekahedron, and now we are going to see the video together for the solstice initiation for our world light service. Enjoy it, people. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play.
This is a summary of the grand initiation of the Planetary Light Servers this solstice, December the 21st, 2010. This powerful moment is also a full moon lunar eclipse and the same day as the planetary grid transmissions. This initiation comes through Mother Father God's greatest initiator, Sanat Kumara, Regent Lord of the World, and Lord Maitreya, the Cosmic Christ. Beloved children of the Sun, due to the great planetary shifts occurring in these next 2 years, the Divine Plan now calls for as many light servers as possible to make complete shift into the transfigured, soul-infused personality, so that our intelligence, our imagination, and our power of invocation can be used for miracle-making manifestations and the effective wielding of the sacred cosmic fires upon the earth. Through divine intervention, we are being dramatically raised to work intuitively alongside the Great Ones, the forces of the elements, and the powers of nature for the ensuing changes that will be taking place on mass scale. This is a grand moment of achievement in which our abilities will be greatly expanded to assist the Great Ones by externalizing their power, their radiation, and their presence through us as the planetary light servers and ground crew. Deeper and much swifter processes of personality transfiguration will continue for those who have mastered the emotional body and are now prepared to undergo quantum life shift in order to selflessly serve the divine will and purpose of the evolutionary plan for Earth's incoming Golden Age. Sanat Kumara and Lord Maitreya come as one to wield their rod of initiation to activate our magnetic core and the inherent power of magnetization. This is contained within us as dormant great central sun encodement within the body's crystalline structures, particularly within the DNA, the bones, the brain, and the blood. This will be immediately activated in all planetary light servers who hold unwavering balance in the purity of their thought and feeling formations. This gift of stronger magnetic presence substantially increases our ability to draw forth and manifest all that we imagine and require, as this energy is drawn from the zero-point field and our group consciousness. Now, there is something else that Sanat Kumara comes specifically to do at this time of solstice. A grand moment it is for all of us, including Sanat Kumara, for he has been waiting millions of years for this exact moment, a moment that is recorded in the planetary Akashic records. Most people who resonate to children of the sun are star seeds sourced from the great central sun. Many, if not the majority of us, volunteered from many star systems to assist Sanat Kumara during his exiled mission to save the human race and to hold Earth's position in the solar system. We were the brave and courageous souls that rode that brilliant Merkaba through the Venus portal to Shambhala and then to Earth to endure lifetime after lifetime in order to assist the mission of God's regal prince, that great being known as the Venusian Lord of Love. before we took that first embodiment as part of the 144 soul groups who came to support Sanat Kumara, we made a very special agreement with each other. We agreed that we would not return home until all of the volunteers were found and we ascended together, again forming a group-activated Merkaba in which to gain our freedom. This perhaps is why many of us today become quite emotional when hearing the Sanat Kumara story, and why we have so much endearment for our soul family. What many of us may not know is that Sanat Kumara inserted a sealed code within all planetary light servers, a very special diamond light geometry which holds the template of our destiny in crystalline light body blueprints. This vibrational imprinting concerns the Christ consciousness patterning and is an alchemical formula that is activated through His own sacred fire breath of life. This is to ensure that all of us make it home. He wants the message to be shared that there is no need for concern for any one person. He is personally with us, guiding each soul in this final leg of our victorious accomplishment as the dedicated and timeless servers of the divine plan for Earth. This solstice, Sanat Kumara, supported by Lord Maitreya, will breathe His breath of life into this internal philosopher's stone, which opens all of our crystalline seals and sets into greater momentum our alchemical transition into an immortal magnetic being. This pivotal solstice initiation also expands our energy blueprint to continuously receive direct impressions from Sanat Kumara's radiation. We will be tremendously strengthened, balanced, and illumined through His diamond rod of power surging through us, especially during this upcoming year of 2011. Children of the Sun invites all planetary light servers to the initiation ceremony, taking place within the crystalline matrix during the planetary grid transmissions, this solstice, December the 21st.
Right now it's time for our candle ceremony. So if you want to light your incense as well, we light our candles to signify that we're a healing circle of love and light. And also fire is a very powerful tool which, along with prayer and focused intent, helps us to manifest our goals. And I've lit my incense to purify the atmosphere, ready to invite the angelic realm to join us. They'd like to join us anytime, we just have to ask. And I'd like to ask Archangel Michael of the North, please be with us now, bringing your love and protection in the name of divine truth, in love and light. Love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Uriel of the East, please be with us now to bring your love and upliftment in the name of divine truth. Love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Gabriel of the South, please be with us now to bring your love and wisdom in the name of divine truth. love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Raphael of the West, please be with us now to bring your love and healing in the name of divine truth. Love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Metatron, we ask for your assistance now to take our love, light and healing out to all mankind, all around the world, in divine truth. Love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Also, more importantly, the energies of Samantha Jesus and Magdalena. Please be with us now in divine truth. Love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. We're now in the divine presence of the angelic realm, and we ask that they close around our circle of love, light and healing, along with our guides, inspirers and guardian angels, to assist us in sending out the healing. We now have 28 therapists in the chat room, and we're going to ask Marika to do the mantra.
Thank you, Sharon.
Thank you, Marika. Dearest Way Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her, your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now in all countries all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin.
when the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests, and the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book, but the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal, or plant you want by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy. And listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much.
This week, our special guest is Decahedron 5D. Enjoy.
Do you have background music?
Yes, here we go.
Okay, thank you. The experience of reality is the shadow thrown by the one light passing through the web of attachments of the psyche. Take a deep breath. Hold. Exhale and go deeper. If you can get the progenitor of light in front of you, if you can see that mandala, otherwise just imagine the wonderful energy of light. And allow your eyes to rest gently on the dot in the center of the violet circle of the progenitor of light. You'll find you can keep your focus here while still being aware of the rest of the pattern. The progenitor of light is the truth that comes before light. There are certain truths without which light cannot exist, and these truths form a geometric pattern with each other as depicted. Without moving your eyes from the dot in the center, become aware of the violet circle and recognize this represents unity, the spiritual pole, metal, diamond, ether, as the true origin of light, as the true light of the witness. Without moving your eyes from the dot, become aware of the red circle and recognize this represents Earth and stands for the particulate nature of light. Without moving your eyes from the dot, become aware of the yellow circle and recognize this represents fire ascending upwards and is the energy of light expressed in its apparent motion and brightness. Without moving your eyes from the dot, become aware of the green circle at the apex and recognize this represents wood as the structure of light, expressed in the psychic resonance and being the part we most easily recognize as frequency or color. without moving your eyes from the dots, become aware of the blue circle and recognize this represents water descending as the etheric waveform nature of light expressed as a quantum field. We ourselves are the progenitor of light, the source of manifestation. We bring the light down from the one into this plane of consciousness. What we see in the reflected illusion is the state of the light within our consciousness. When we refine the light of our consciousness, our surroundings reflect a more refined light. Summons into your consciousness all the light and healing you want to project now and in the coming year. Let your imagination be bright. For those who like to chant and affirm, sing either in monotone or free melody inspired by the moment and stretched out in slow motion so it is the length of a complete breath. I am spirit. I am spirit. Now look at the blank white surface and experience the artery image, and recognize that we always contain the opposite within us. The experience of reality is the shadow thrown by the one light passing through the web of attachments of the psyche. Now I'd like you to get the other mandala ready, the recipient of darkness, if you have that to hand. Allow your eyes to rest gently on the dot in the center of the green circle in the recipient of darkness. The recipient of darkness is the cosmic washing machine, tumble dryer and vacuum cleaner. It is a pit so deep and dark that you can throw anything into it and it will vanish. It is the secure delete trash. Some may call this the void. The universe may look big to us in all its infinity, but in the void, it is less than a dust mote. The recipient is the complementary opposite and balance of the progenitor. Placed back to back with the progenitor, the recipient absorbs all energies and clarifies them so they appear as pure light for the progenitor. The difference between the one side and the other is the experience of the one. Looking at the recipient of darkness without moving your eyes from the dot, become aware of the turquoise circle below and recognize its represents the absence of singularity. There are no components in the void. Without moving your eyes from the dot, become aware of the indigo circle to the right and recognize this represents the absence of duality. There is no polarity in the void. Without moving your eyes from the dot, become aware of the pink circle above and recognize this represents the absence of similarity. There is no continuity in the void. Without moving your eyes from the dot, become aware of the orange circle to the left and recognize this represents the absence of variety. There is no comparison within the void. Without moving your eyes from the dot, become aware of the sage green circle and recognize it represents the ultimate meaning of the void, the absence of unity. These five qualities of absence are all that remain in the void and are the final result of all that is, in the same way as the progenitor is the ultimate source. We ourselves are the recipient of darkness. Think of all the past you have effortlessly absorbed that is no longer there. The ability to receive experience is a direct expression of the recipient. It is the root of our consciousness. By absorbing all discord, we allow the bliss of harmony to unfold. Summons to your consciousness all the attachments you no longer need. Especially your attachment to not knowing and being the superior being you really are. And throw all these attachments into the void, recognizing that this is an act of total forgiveness. for those who like to chant and affirm, sing, either in a monotone or free melody inspired by the modes, stretched out in slow motion so that it is the length of a complete breath. I am forgiveness. Now look at a blank white surface and experience the after image and recognize that we always contain the opposite within us, as you are again looking at the progenitor of light. Full circle. Exhale deeply and relax. Hold the breath out. Now breathe deeply in and feel the zest of light course through you. The experience of reality is the shadow thrown by the one light passing through the web of attachments of the psyche. May love and light be with you always. Blessings.
for those who prefer to, it's time to close our chakras. To do this, we pretend we have doors and we start at the top of the head, closing that door. Then down to the third eye, closing that door. Down to the throat chakra, closing that one. Down to the heart chakra, closing that door. To the solar plexus, closing that one. Down to the navel chakra, closing that door. And down to the feet chakra, leaving that one just open enough to keep us grounded and connected to Mother Earth at all times while we're a physical being in a physical body. And we're bringing the light to the top of the head and we're going to ask the Archangel Michael to put it into a purple pyramid as used by the ancient Egyptians for protection. He's taking you by the hand, putting you into the pyramid of purple light, filling it at the top with a blue light, keeping us safe and protected until next time we meet or until next time you meditate. Thank you, Archangel Michael. We want to thank all the angelic realm for being with us today and ask that they be in the archives for people listening in or for anyone asking for your assistance in any way. Thank you to Dex for the wonderful meditation. That was really powerful. And to Marika for the lovely mantra. Thank you, Marika. And next week's guest is Tia Carr. I'm looking forward to
next week. Yeah, that's really awesome.
Yes, looking forward to that one.
Me
haven't
too.
Been with Tia in a while. Looking forward to speaking with her again.
Well, I think we're going to have Deck back on with his harp.
Oh, lovely.
Deck? You there, Deck? I think he's not
asleep. Yes, I just unmuted myself.
Oh.
That's okay. Most of my best stuff I've ever done has always been on mute, so don't worry about it.
Absolutely.
They're the most profound statements, aren't they, Gary? On mute.
Most profound revelations.
Oh yes.
Emitted from my lips have been while I was on mute. Yeah. That's so it's all right.
We want to
heard.
Thank everyone in the chat room as well for co-creating, and the listeners for co-creating the wonderful energy we've had today. It's absolutely beautiful.
Thank
Don't
you all
yet,
so much.
We're going to bring Decahedron back on.
Thank you.
beautiful. Thank you very much, Dick. And really, just right through coming up to Christmas, we want to wish you all a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And we're going to see you all next week. And I think we've got a nice happy song to play out with. Did you choose this one, Dick? On the Sunny Side of the Street?
Yes, I did.
A beautiful, positive song. Love it.
Good song. Mm-hmm. I was just singing that song yesterday, as a matter of fact, as I was walking down the street.
Well, really quickly,
I also just wanted to put in a plug for tomorrow's show with Kimberly. We're going to have our very own Shekinah Billy G. Billy will be on with us tomorrow. And make sure you...
Brilliant. I'll listen to that.
Yeah.
Send me a link, Gary, please.
blogtalkradio.com/Kimberly1111.
Oh, right.
I'll put it in the chat. Yeah.
Okay, thanks. Okay, well... We're going to say good night, God bless. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Thank you, everyone.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Love you all very much. And I'll see you next week.
We do. See you next week.
I love you all.
Thank you, Dick. Thanks, Gary and Lisa. Satchmo. We need a volume knob, don't we? Then we can turn that one louder. It's such an old one, but isn't it nostalgic? It reminds me of old Christmases, that. Not that I'm old enough to remember them, but, you know, fabulous.
Well, yeah, they were all before my time, too. I read about them, but.
Anyway, that was great. Lovely one to finish with. So, good night. God bless everybody. I think it's time to go, is it?
Really get yes, it is. Yeah, we've got about 2 minutes left.
All right.
Thank you all. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Jack.
Please.
Okay.
Here we go. Bye-bye.
Much love to all of you. Have a good night. Happy solstice. Doksha ake.